Well, the Trump administration's on-again, off-again operation to arrest thousands of members of undocumented migrant families is now set to begin on Sunday. NPR has learned that the raids will be conducted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents over multiple days and are expected to take place in at least 10 major U.S. cities. President Trump said early last week that the roundups would come after the 4th of July holiday, but they were postponed after concerns within the immigration agency. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Grant Blankenship spent some time hearing how, whether they're carried out or not, the threats of deportations are changing lives.
Most weekdays, Anna gets done cleaning houses around 4 and gets in her car. That's when she starts her second job, cruising the streets of Houston County, Georgia, on the lookout for the police. Anna asks we only use her first name. She tells people what she sees on a special smartphone app, and she's not the only one on the lookout. There are people patrolling places like Gwinnett County and Gainesville, Georgia, too. What they share is meant to keep people from being arrested and potentially deported while they're trying to get to and from work. When Trump became president of the United States, I decided I had to do something to help my people. Anna says even the years when the Obama administration literally broke deportation records were more tranquil for undocumented immigrants than today. She says back then Obama's way with words papered over a lot of anxiety. But she says Trump's words have had the opposite effect, spreading fear. It's really hard because it's this thing where Trump is always in your head. So now she says even simple things, going to the grocery store, taking kids to school, can feel very high stakes.
Nuestra gente tiene miedo.
Anna says our people are afraid. And fear is keeping people from daily routines. That's clear when we stop at a mobile home park popular with undocumented immigrants. It's close enough to shopping, and you could walk if the roads weren't dangerous. Anna says many people are spending money they can barely afford on ride-sharing services like Uber, rather than drive and risk getting stopped by police. But families take care of each other, as one mother, a U.S. citizen, explains to me in front of the home she shares with her parents, who are undocumented. She says her mom and dad love what the U.S. has done for their kids, but today, fear has them housebound. I have a daughter, my sister's married, and we all have families and new lives. But we all live with the same fear because our parents have to be hidden. They can't leave the house. If they're not going out with us, they're not going out. Some, both inside and outside immigrant communities, say that for people who are just working and staying out of trouble, the president's threats mean nothing. It's people that already have deportation orders or criminal records who are in jeopardy. But that's cold comfort for people like the young man who just arrived in the recent flow of immigrants at the Mexican border. Now he and his dad have immigration court dates to keep, but no idea what Trump's words mean for them. We're just praying to God we get more time to stay here. In another part of the park, two boys, brothers, tear around on BMX bikes. Their mom is watching from the yard in front of their home. We're afraid, but more from the point of view of a mother, because sometimes they send you back to your home country and leave the kids behind. I ask about her sons. She says they feel it too. They're terrified to be home alone without their mom or dad. For Here and Now, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon, Georgia.